And it's time for our Voice of the Valley. My guest today is John Froelich from the Barnes County Commission. And John wears a lot of hats. This one we're going to be talking about today is the Social Services Zoning Agenda. This is very interesting. It's all part of Senate Bill 2124 that needs to be implemented. There's going to be some changes. They're saying probably the biggest change since 1981 for social services in the state of North Dakota with this redesign. John, tell us a little bit about the focus behind it.
Provide better social service support. It's also considered permanent tax relief. The legislature now pays for basically all of social service costs to the county. In return, they took away our 12% property tax exemption that was in effect before. So depending on the county, it kind of ended up being a bit of a wash. So anyway, they have decided that to redesign it, and instead of having each county have a social service program, they want to get it down to 19 regions. They have asked the counties to join with other counties, and so Barnes County has reached out to other counties, and it appears that Stutzman and Barnes County are the two that will probably be joining in this effort. If we don't do it, the state will decide. The state has decided that the counties with over 60,000 population, which is Cass and Grand Forks and Ward and Burley County, four big counties in the state, can go on their own, but the rest all have to join with another county. And so the Social Service Board decided that it would be in our best interest area-wise, and that we join with Stutzman County. The Barnes County Commission has not approved that yet. As I understand it, Stutzman County has. We had a committee meeting. Three of us from Barnes County, or four actually, our social service director, or three members of the board. And then Stutzman County was there with one county commissioner, their social service director, and their auditor. And the main focus of that was to see how we could work together. And a couple of the main focuses were what would be the makeup of the board, and the other is the administrative, because one county will have to be the administrator of both counties, so that will be tasked to the auditor and the HR person in whichever county is determined, and that was not determined. And so we're going to be down the road sometime after June 11th. We're going to travel over to Stutzman County, and the same committees will be meeting over there to hash out some more of the details, and probably either the first or third Barnes County Commission meeting will vote to either approve or disapprove going with Stutzman County.
Okay. Well, we'll hear more about this, and it sounds very interesting. As we mentioned, we're with John Froelich right now, and what's going on is that the Senate bill 2124 is trying to be implemented, and the vision of the legislators is that the Social Service Board and commissioners are actively involved with the directors in creating these zones that work for clients who better serve the clients and the employees. So maybe a bit of consolidation going on, but there's still a lot more details to be worked out with all of these different zones in North Dakota, so we'll probably hear more on that a little bit later on this year. We'll try to keep the public up to date on that. John, anything else to add before we let you go?
It's going to be a little bit of a daunting task to get this all implemented. And, you know, the state has decided to go down to 19 regions. And actually, in the future, they're talking about 12. They feel, you know, that this is going to save some money and provide better services. And the people will more or less be able to go to any county they want to, but there'll still be a county office in each county, so that can be their first stop.
That's interesting. You know, we have 53 counties in North Dakota, so to try to pare that down to 19 regions and then eventually 12, so you can see that this is a big task ahead, and we look forward to more updates. Thanks for joining us today, John.
Well, thanks for having me, Steve.
You bet. There's John Froelich, our guest here on our Voice of the Valley.